you fucking snatch weasels.
You stupid fuck! Let me see your fucking dick!
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart.
God damn it, fuck me!
There's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start.
Ah, oh, fuck! Yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
See no need yeah. To to face the dawn. Just call me angel of the morning, angel. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby.
Just yeah, call fucking me bless.
Angel of the morning, angel. Then slowly turn away.
Now spit on my pussy.
Oh, God, man.
Maybe the sun's light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow.
Give me that good dick.
Oh, yeah, fuck me, guys.
If the morning's echo says a new sin, well, it was what I wanted now.
Stuff my fucking asshole. That's it. Stuff the fucking shit box. Fuck me like a ditch pig whore.
I won't beg you to stay.
I'm gonna stuff my fucking whore holes. Oh yeah, fuck me with a cock.
Oh, just fucking bust that nut all on my face.
Don't slam the fucking door.
Thanks for calling 1-800-WET-SHIT.
I'm still not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Well, a very, very heavy, heavy rotation tonight.
Yes, hey freaks, Demented with you back one more time as we end the week with the Friday podcast. Got a good one for you today. I have just realized how desensitized and out of touch I am with the American public. I posted a few videos this week. On Monday, I posted a video about, Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve. And I was kind of making fun of him because of the way he speaks and how I feel maybe he shouldn't be on television because he's kind of a bummer. And then later in the week, I talked about Michelle Duggar, you know, the woman who has like 21 kids. She just lost one. She miscarried or whatever. And they had a memorial service for the kid. And they took pictures. There was like a photo album of this dead baby. And then she goes on YouTube to record a message to her dead baby. And I thought that was fucking disturbing as hell. So I made fun of her, and I said things like, you know, we need to plug up her pussy because she should not be having kids anymore. Now, I felt that video was probably more insensitive than the Dick Clark thing. And I even told you guys, watch this video, give it a thumbs up, because I'm sure a lot of people are going to discover this thing and hate it and hate me for it. And I was ready for that, but by far, more people are upset about this fucking Dick Clark thing. They're calling me a monster, and they hope I rot in hell and have a stroke and everything. All I'm saying, I'm not wishing a stroke on anyone. I'm just saying it's entertaining, kind of, to watch someone with a stroke try to talk. But if you're the person who had a stroke, and, you know, up until that point you've been on television, why would you continue? Why would you put yourself through that? You know, no one wants to really watch, you know, someone in misery stumble through a countdown. So that's all I'm saying. It has nothing to do with his legacy or, you know, everything that he's done up until that point. I'm just saying, you know, time to call it quits when you fucking can't speak and you're a broadcaster. It's a real problem. Now, for me, if I ever have a stroke or if I become, you know, if something renders me retarded, I would continue doing my show because I know you guys would find that hilarious, right? But it's a different audience, you know. The general population, I don't think, finds it that hilarious. And I know that based on the comments that people have been leaving me on YouTube. So yeah, check out those videos on YouTube. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention, and this has been bugging the shit out of me for the past week, some complete asshole moron has signed me up for, you know, to receive updates on the Hover Round. I guess they called and said that I was interested, but
I'm calling from Hover Round, the power wheelchair company. We received your inquiry and are calling you back to tell you more about Hover Round and answer any other questions you may have.
Yeah, 3 or 4 times a day, I get a phone call on my voicemail line from this douchebag telling me that he's got some exciting news about the Hover Round and, you know, it's time to get started on the process so I can own my own. So I thought at the top of the show, I'll preempt everything else and get my name off this fucking list and see what they have to say about the Hover Round. I'm calling them right now so we can end this once and for all.
Thank you for calling Hover Round. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance. Please listen closely as our menu options have changed. If you have a party's extension, please press star. If you would like to start the process of getting a Hover Round, or you need your status,
I think we should start the process here.
Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality or training purposes.
Hover Round. You gotta be kidding me.
Hi, this is Carmen with Hover Round, the powered wheelchair company. How may I assist your call, please?
A couple things here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. I called about a week and a half ago, and it was, I guess, the 1-800 number was closed for the day or something, and I left my number, and I have been receiving phone calls 3 or 4 times a day for the past week, and it is filling up my voicemail. So I just haven't been around, but it's almost like you're harassing me.
I'm sorry. What's your telephone number, area code first?
It is 206-666-4463.
Okay. And what's your last name?
B, as in boy, O-O-H.
Let me see here. B-O-O-H, first name?
Tim. Timothy. Timmy.
Okay, so I'm gonna make this Tim Boo, B-O-O-H, and I'm gonna put...
Yeah,
you want me to
well,
put, do not call?
Actually, could you make it... I go by Timmy.
Okay. Timmy Boo, B-O-O-H. I just corrected it.
That's correct. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. And, okay, so put you on a do not call list.
That
do
would...
Call us.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'll call you.
Okay, I understand.
Well, okay. Now can you help me with some information about the Hover Round?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Basically, our chairs are custom built, right? I don't know if you're aware of that. And they're built to accommodate what's going on with you specifically medically and also your height and your weight.
Okay.
The chair is also 24 inches wide. It's the smallest unit that we have on the market, that there is on the market. So it's built for maneuver. It can maneuver within tight, small areas. And it
good.
Has a 22.
Now, I live in a mobile home. Would that be a problem? I guess I'd have to measure the hallway.
Yeah, they would. We would come out and do measurements to make sure that it's conducive for you.
Okay. Now, you said that these chairs are custom built.
Mm-hmm.
For based on my
situation. It's going to be contoured. Exactly.
Well, let me tell you what my situation is. I was the victim of a drive-by shooting, which left me paralyzed. Now, I don't know. I'm not part of a gang or anything. It was just one of those things where it was straight bullet or something. It was very traumatic. I don't know if it was the Latin Kings. I don't know if it was the Yakuza. It was one of those two. I can't tell the difference, the shades of the skin and everything, because it was dark at night. They were either Latin or Asian. It doesn't matter. I'm not racist.
Right.
But it's either the Spics or the Gooks got me. And I was tore up from the floor up. And I was in the hospital for, a couple months. They can't do anything. I'm like jello at this point. So I need something that I'm going to be able to, I need to be able to get around and get around quickly. Do you know how fast these things go?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, you're not going to be like zoom, 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 but it'd be 5 miles per hour, if I'm not mistaken.
Do you guys allow modifications? Can I put a different engine on it and stuff?
It would be like a technical support question.
Okay.
That I don't know.
You don't know if they have any aftermarket, motors and engines and exhausts and stuff?
Now, that I don't know either.
Okay.
You want to talk to technical support?
Well, in a little bit. I have a few more.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, let's talk about pricing real quick. Because I don't have.
What insurance do you have?
Well, I don't, is the thing. So this will be out of pocket.
Okay, so it depends on how it's built and what's added to the chair, but it can vary in price anywhere between $2,700 and up.
Okay, now the other thing is, my weight going to be an issue? Do you guys have a weight?
How much do you weigh?
About 450. And that, again, that's not because, part of it is the dead weight of my legs. If they just would just cut it off, if they would just cut them off, I'd probably lose 50 pounds or so. But the problem is I was never obese, but I've just been sitting at my house wallowing in my own, sorrow and filth because of, what's happened to me. I've just been eating nonstop. And I've got boils now, goiters, and, I got a tumor, but it's not cancerous is the thing. It just keeps growing. So that, again, is another 50 pounds. So my question is this. Because I do have a large mass that's on my side, and I'm afraid that if I sit in the chair, the lump, the mass, is going to push me down. Like I'd be, tipping over. Do you guys have, a sidecar or some sort of, a sidecar? You know how, motorcycles have sidecars and you could put another person in there? I don't need to put another person, but I would need something for my for that lump.
Okay. I'm going to get you over to...
That's a technical question, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All of these are, basically. Do you want me to get you over to there?
Yes, please. Department? Absolutely.
Okay. Hold on one second.
Okay, thank you.
Hover around.
It's a catchy tune. It gets stuck in your head.
Oh. Thank you for calling Hub Around.
Thank you.
Our representatives are currently helping other clients and will be with
now
you.
Now I have to go through the whole story again about the Yakuza and the Latin Kings and my boils and goiters and other masses.
For details.
This is mentally draining for someone like me. I barely leave the house as it is. Then I have to tell this story to 18,000 people just to get some information on a stupid mobility scooter. I'm half tempted to just get a Jazzy at this point, or a Rascal. I'm going to ask what the difference is and why the Hover Round is superior.
Tim?
Yes.
Hi, sir. My name's Tracy. I understand you are in need of some assistance getting around.
Yes. I'm in need of a lot of assistance, as a matter of fact. And I have some questions for you. They transferred me over. I was talking to, I don't know if it was a salesperson or what, but she said, for the questions that I have, I need to talk to someone in technical. support or something.
Maybe I can help you. What kind of questions do you have?
All right. Well, let me start at the beginning here. I was the victim of a drive-by shooting, and it left me paralyzed. So I'm in need of, I can't get around, obviously. So I'm in need of a scooter or some sort of device. And I've heard about the Hover Round. I've also heard about Jazzies and Rascals, and I'm just confused about the whole thing. So I need some help. I need to know what the difference is. You probably can't talk a lot about your competitors, but maybe you can tell me what makes the Hover Round better than those other products.
Okay. Well, Tim, I can tell you, first of all, the Hover Round, and I don't know how you're familiar. Do you know much at all about Hover Round?
No. I know Tom Cruise is the inventor.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's actually, he was a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And
is he around right now? Is he someone that I can talk to?
Oh, no. Hmm. No. Gosh, no.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I heard these things are expensive. They're like $2,700 and up.
$29.95.
Yeah.
$3,000.
Now, do you have any specials or discounts or anything? Anything to get that cost down?
We have what they call reconditioned models. They're like brand new chairs. We may have used them for a demonstration, went to deliver them for whatever reason. They got sent
back. No one's died in these things, right?
No.
Okay.
Like they took it out and they sat in it and said that this isn't what they want for whatever reason.
Okay, so they're not soiled or anything either.
They're not used.
That's what I'm asking. Oh, they're not used. Okay, so they haven't been soiled or they're everything's in good working order.
Correct.
But is 450 a good weight for the Hover Round, or should I go for something like a Rascal or a Jazzy?
Oh, no, we can accommodate up to 600 pounds.
Okay,
I mean,
so I've got some room to grow.
And, yeah, but...
Right? I have a little room to grow.
You're exactly 450?
Well, I mean, give or take 20.
The chair that we would be looking at is a Technique HD6 model.
Now, that sounds like it might go faster than the other one. The other thing I'm concerned with is speed. I need to be able to go a little faster.
No, this one goes slow. It's slow because of the additional, and it can hold up to 600 pounds. It's slower.
I live in a small town. Am I able to, are these street legal?
To ride on the road?
Yeah, like not on the highway, but like on, like a normal road. I don't know how fast these things go. Okay. What about?
No,
okay.
Just sidewalks.
Well... I don't know. I'm starting to think maybe a go-kart might be more what I'm looking for. I don't know. I really have to do some research on this, but thank you so much for your help.
Oh, most certainly. And I'll put a brochure in the mail on the chair. So that way you have it. And
great.
If you can give any assistance at all,
thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
Tim.
You. Thank you so much.
Most
Thanks.
Certainly. I'll get this in the mail to you right away.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
All right. You
okay.
Have-
thank you. Thank,
uh-huh. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you. There you have it. I don't think Timmy Boo is going to be purchasing a Hover Round. It doesn't seem to be a good fit. I'm thinking a dune buggy. That's the word I was looking for, not a go-kart. Timmy Boo needs a dune buggy to carry around his fat deposits and tumors and shit.
Now I'm free to see the world.
All right, hopefully they'll, leave me alone now, for Christ's sakes. At least on the voicemail line. I don't care if they send something to me, some literature in my P.O. box, but for Christ's sakes, stop calling the voicemail line. I'm sorry that took so long, but I had a lot of questions. I've got one clip to share with you, and then we'll get into the news. Here is a foul-mouthed kid. That's what I like to hear from. Wait, what do titties smell like? Pussy smells like fish.
Smell like fish. And titties smell like biscuits. A toe smell like potato chips.
Potato chips? This is like a baby talking. Jesus. That's a future Distorted View listener right there. Actually, he might be listening to Distorted View as we speak, right?
And fuck you.
He's already a sideshow member. popular kid in school. He already has like 5 hoes, probably. Well, there you go, a little foul-mouthed kid for your Friday. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. I know this isn't the most entertaining part of the show, but I do have a few things to mention. If you're not a Sideshow member, consider supporting the show. It really does help ensure that this thing continues for a long, long time. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. The member site gives you a special RSS, password-protected RSS feed, where you get all of the bonus content that I provide. Every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs. Yesterday was an exclusive show. Tuesday was an extended show that clocked in at well over an hour. And the other cool thing is every day this week, there has been something for just Sideshow members. There's been bonus content every week. Monday, there was a bonus video. Tuesday was the extended show. Wednesday, you know, a video. Thursday, the exclusive show. And then today, I've got a video for you as well. So it's a great time to sign up. Lots of stuff popping up on the Sideshow feed. It's a new era. My Kennedy now. Yeah, a lot of great stuff. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. If you want more videos, like, you know, distorted view-worthy nonsense, if you want to meet other freaks, sign up for distortedview.com. That's free. You can share all of your finds with the other freaks, and they'll let you know if it sucks or not. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com and distortedview.com. And also don't forget to use coupon code FREAK at adamandeve.com if you're you know, thinking about purchasing something naughty. 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. AdamandEve.com. All right. Now that we got that all out of the way, let's get into the news. The first one comes, oh no, from our most fucked up state. Say it with me. There we go.
Florida.
The hell?
Is the most fucked up state.
I hate when I press a button and nothing happens. A Miami urologist has been accused of mangling a patient's penis. I love that term, mangling. You put those two words together, mangling and penis, boom, automatically I'm interested. You can pretty much guarantee that this story is going to be on the show. A Miami urologist has been accused of mangling a patient's penis so badly it had to be amputated. And the kicker? This is not the first time it's happened. Dr. Paul Perito, 50, is once again facing a lawsuit after amputating a man's penis, dick and nuts, following a series of botched operations. The physician is already fighting an ongoing lawsuit by another patient who claims to have lost his penis at the doctor's hands. The father has in the past also been charged with organized fraud and racketeering linked to Playpen Strip Club. Wait a second. What is this doctor? This doctor works on penises. He has some sort of connection to a strip club. This guy should not be a doctor.
Dick and nuts.
Yes, Alexis K. Tyler. That's what happened.
Dick and nuts.
That's what he screwed up. All right. The latest lawsuit comes from a man known only as, wait a second, I want to hear more about this strip club. Apparently, he was a partner in this strip club. Did he give the girls free boobs or something, free boob enhancements? The latest lawsuit comes from a man known only as Hank, who was in jail for drunk driving when he developed blisters on his penis 3 years ago. How the fuck does that happen? It's got to be an STD thing, right? This led to a series of botched operations resulting in him having his penis amputated. Just pop the blisters. The doctor, who he says is most responsible for robbing him of his manhood, is Dr. Perito. The 51-year-old Floridian has filed a lawsuit against the Florida Department of Corrections and 6 doctors, including Perito. After 4 penis surgeries with increasingly catastrophic results, Hank had to undergo a partial penectomy. Is that what you call it? Penectomy? When I woke up, I had a hose run up inside of me and everything else was cut off. Completely amputated, Hank said. Perito has denied any negligence in Hank's treatment, blaming the patient's actions or omissions. What? Hank had spent 2 years in a correctional institute when he developed the blisters and was sent to South Miami's Larkin Community Hospital, where Perito examined him. Hank said that the urologist debrided the organ. What does that mean? Stripping it of its contaminated tissue and then packed it with gauze and stitched it back up. He attached 3 strings to pull the packing out like a tampon within 5 days. In an apparent bid by the doc to cut costs. Hank was sent from Larkin to Kendall Regional Medical Center, where he claims doctors were confused by Perito's methods and were unable to reach him. The gauze was not removed, and it was not until nearly 3 weeks later, after Hank's penis became infected, that urologists treated him for gangrene. Ah, gangrene of the cock! The worst kind. I wonder what that smelled like. I heard that when you start, like, when gangrene starts to set in, it's like a sweet stink to. There's a sweet stink to it. So if you smell something sweet on your body, that's, you know, and you have diabetes or something, watch out. Within the next 3 weeks, Hank endured two more operations. On August 14th, Perito finally inspected what was left of his handiwork, and 3 days later, Hank had the amputation. Asked if he still experiences sexual urges, Hank breaks down. Sometimes I have dreams. But I'm in so much pain, sex is the last thing on my mind. I don't think they have enough money to pay me for what they've done to me. They can never replace it. They can never... Wait, they can't give me a rubber leg. I don't know what they'd put there. Perito, who was first licensed in Florida in 1994, runs a private practice, Perito Urology Center, providing of penile implants, which keeps his patients permanently erect. In August 2007, he performed an allegedly botched penile implant on Enrique Mulleyes, I don't know what the fuck his name is. The 62-year-old man's penis became gangrenous, so the doctor removed most of it. So, you know, this just doesn't sound good. Hank, who was released from prison in March 2010, has also filed a suit against Larkin Hospital and doctors. The lawsuit claims Perito breached his duty of care, resulting in pain, disability, disfigurement, and mental anguish. So there you go. Be careful. You know, if you don't need to have, you know, if it's not a life or death situation, I would not want anyone touching my penis. You know what I mean? It's just how I am. It's, you know. Second story, I'm just saying, look, if you had a blister on your penis, I would, you know, take a needle, heat it up real good, pop that shit, and wrap it, I don't know, Neosporin or something. You don't want to get the doctors involved, packing it with gauze and shit. All right, second story we have for you today, this one comes from France. French fans of Michael Jackson are suing the late pop star's doctor for emotional damage they suffered over his death. Cuckoo. First of all, Michael Jackson is great and all. Like, his music, maybe, you know, like, some of his early music was good. But, I mean, come on. Really? I mean, crying. He was a fucking freak of nature. You know what I mean? Like, why would you get that emotional over him? These people are just not connected with reality at all. They're living in a different time. You know, like, first of all, his last few albums before he croaked sold horribly. No one was buying this shit anymore. I don't know. They just want to be part of a group, just like everyone else. The case against Conrad Murray, who was jailed in November over the star's 2009 death, is due to be heard in the city of Orleans on April 11th. It's similar to losing a childhood friend in a traffic accident. Because this death affects you, you have the possibility to file a suit and seek compensation, said lawyer Emmanuel Ludit. The lawyer is acting for around 100 fans who are members of an association that calls itself the Michael Jackson Community. He said that while each fan could be awarded damages of up to £10,000 or $13,000, they were seeking only a symbolic euro. Jackson, age 50 at the time of his death, had hired Murray at a salary of $150,000 a month to look after him, read, give him lots of drugs. The star died on June 25th, 2009, at his Los Angeles home of an overdose of anesthetic propofol. Exit. Stage left. Heavens to Murgatroyd. All right. I do sound like Snagglepuss sometimes. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from California. What began as a few isolated incidents has become a nasty habit. Someone has been littering dirty adult diapers. Shit-filled Depends onto East Coast Highway for months now. Disgusting neighbors in Corona Del Mar. There have reportedly been 3 diaper dumping incidents in the last month. One local resident reports having seen a dirty mess after a December dump with 6 to 10 diapers spread onto the westbound lanes of the highway. So all these cars were running over these dirty diapers. shit's being spread everywhere, flying around. So far, police have no leads on who might be doing the littering or why. A frustrated police spokesman conceded that unless the person who is dumping the items is seen in the act of doing it, there isn't much we can do. Are there fucking cameras everywhere now? One prevailing theory for the culprit is that it is the work of a diaper collection vehicle, but that has not been substantiated. Anyone with diaper dumping information is asked to call the Corona Del Mar police. So if you're in the area and you see some diapers being dumped, you know who to call. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. You know, guys, you know, I love Distorted View. This is my life. To me, this is what I've always wanted to do. If I made more money or something, the first thing I would do would be hire someone to deal with the sideshow issues. Like, it's so annoying. Now, I realize no system is perfect, and sometimes PayPal fucks up and cancels a membership by accident, or, you know, a password isn't sent or whatever. I can deal with that shit. But I hate dumb listeners. I really do. And I hate to say that because you are paying me money. But, like, for instance, I can't... Now, okay. Last year, around this time, this guy messaged me and said, can you cancel my... I don't want my membership anymore. Cancel it and give me a refund. Right. And I say, all right, look, I because I'm a nice fucking guy, I don't have to give you a refund, but I do. You know, he didn't want to be a member anymore. Maybe it recharged him the next year and he forgot about it or whatever. So I said, OK, fine. I'm going to go ahead and refund your money. All you have to do, it's your responsibility to cancel your membership if you don't want it. That's it. I mean, why do I have to cancel your membership? Right. I don't have any special powers in that regard. So. That now this year rolls around, and again, he asked for another refund. And he finally figured out how to cancel, because I looked into the history, and he just canceled the membership a few days ago, and now wants another refund. Now, do I refund his money again, even though this is money that I thought I had? I mean, it's $50. That's, you know, that's food for a month for me. All I eat is ramen and Tang. These days, but or do I refund his money again and be the good guy? I guess that's what I have to fucking do. But I'm gonna have to, I don't know. What is the right thing to do at that point? I've refunded 2 years worth of memberships to this guy, and Jesus Christ, come on.
Hello, Timothy James Henson.
So annoying.
Sideshow member Sterling here. How are you doing today?
I was doing fine until I got that stupid email.
Your January 2nd show where you were talking about how your favorite part of New Year's is getting to hear the train wreck that is Dick Clark.
Of course.
And it made me think, one of my favorite things about the holidays is the inevitable batch of stories, usually from the third world or from the inner cities, about all of the people who are injured either with homemade fireworks shooting guns up in the air.
You're just like me. I love that. After every major holiday, there's a batch of news stories that come out, you know, like a day or two later.
The bullets come down because, you know, gravity. Yeah. And I realized I didn't see a lot of those stories this year.
I didn't either. There's usually on Thanksgiving, there's, you know, turkey-related stories. People, you know, deep-frying a turkey in their bathroom or something.
I'm hoping for them. And
fucking whole thing goes up in flames.
There was like a dearth of them online. I was wondering what you thought. Do you think humanity suddenly got smarter and stopped doing
that? Are you
that
kidding me? No.
I don't think so. I think the media stopped reporting on it, so there aren't as many even stupider copycat.
I think the news reports on that shit because it's easy. And, you know, they want to be on vacation, too, the day or two after, you know, Christmas or Thanksgiving or New Year. So they find the easiest stories and just post them. This year, maybe there was more news. I don't know. Maybe there are other stories that were that were interesting. I'm not sure, but it was.
Hey, Timmy Boo.
I noticed that too, though.
It's the ghost of St. Valentine calling in.
Hello.
You know, I was just listening to the 12:28 show. At the end, Puerto Rican Fat Man called in, man, and he was telling you something, but you totally cut him off because you couldn't really understand it. I had to listen to it about four times before I figured out what he was talking about, but I guess he was talking about when your website got hacked by those Russians, and I guess he went to the website, and all of a sudden they started sending him videotapes from the Russian Republic or
what?
Something crazy like that.
How can they send videotapes to him?
I guess all that's over with now. So
yeah, okay, great.
Oh my God, Tim. I don't know if you've already seen it, but bear with me. I'm just watching the Winnebago Man documentary.
Yes, I did see that.
If you haven't seen this already, see it as soon as possible. you've got amazing insight as to how absolutely fucktarded Jack Rebney really is.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean, look,
gold for your show.
It's great. Is I love the idea. It's almost fake to me because at first, the first time they track down the Winnebago man, Jack Rebney, he's living as a recluse, basically, right? He's up in the mountains or something, and he's the most pleasant guy, very, like, just the greatest demeanor ever. Soft-spoken, pleasant. It's not the Jack Rebney that you know, you and I think of when we see the Winnebago man. And then you realize, well, maybe this guy really was just having a bad day. But then as the movie progresses, you realize that was all just an act, that nice demeanor. And he's like, then the real Jack Rebney comes out. It's a very good movie, actually. And then you find out that he's going blind. And then remember a few years ago on the show, I talked about how this was before the movie. There was a news report about Jack Rebney in the police blotter section or whatever. You know, a real tiny little like news blurb saying that, you know, some man was found in a ditch or something like that. Like he didn't really know, he was not all there mentally, and that was Jack Rebney, and he lost his sight and everything. It's a really good movie.
Feel free to leave comments, questions, queefs. We don't pay no pussy fans to my show. Dude. Shut up, you fucking retard.
All right, someone not happy with my voicemail.
Okay, you're a fucking asshole. This is an audio podcast, okay? If you're going to play video and just sit there for 30 fucking seconds or 2 minutes and just be commentating on video, I mean, I'm driving to work. I'm just sitting there listening to the fucking background music of Dick Clark kissing his wife.
I'm talking about what's going on in the video. I'm describing what's going on, you retard.
Just do an extra segment or something.
Oh, shut up. No one knows how anything works. People are just so stupid.
It's anal Thursday. Yeah.
Christ. Thank you very much.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Freak Salmonella calling.
Hello.
I just downloaded all of your 2007 episodes, and so I could listen to them in the car on my awful drive for the holidays. But I was listening to them, and it was such a great year. I mean, it was the first time we heard Alexis K. Tyler.
Yeah.
The first time you played, like, Big Cat.
I think the Fat Man appeared in 2007.
And the bitch cell crack. And Satan was on a lot.
Yeah.
And you did a ton of insensitive reenactments. And I'm just letting you know that, you know, I love your show, and I think everybody should download the, should
2007 is when it got good.
Become a member and get your archives, because you were just funnier back then.
Wait, I was funnier back then?
I'm still with you, because I love you.
Oh, I thought this was a nice call. She's saying I'm not funny anymore.
Hey, Tim, happy Jugu year to you, sir.
Hello,
it's
Corey.
And I also watched the New Year's Eve Countdown with Dick Clark.
Yeah.
And I have to say that kiss at the stroke of midnight with his wife,
at the stroke
it
of
looked
midnight.
Like Dick had paused to smell his wife's breath first,
oh,
and then he went in for the kiss. I'm pretty sure that's what he was doing, right?
Why?
But anyway, just wanted to say the only better countdown I can think of would be if Tosser Tim could do the countdown, and then he would ejaculate
that's
right
true.
At the stroke of midnight, so... Anyway, maybe that could
we should get footage of the ball dropping on New Year's and put Tosser Tim's voice over that.
Be a new tradition on Distorted View. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, the audio quality is sounding great.
Thank
Hope
you.
All is well.
Thank
Talk
you.
To you later, man. Bye.
All right. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is no good. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
How did we get to that?